for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original, the flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Savage heat of a midsummer afternoon, two men stand beside a clump of mesquite and stare out over the shifting sands and sun-bleached rocks of the chalk desert in the great southwest. One of the men, a short, stumpy figure, whose leathery, wrinkled features betray a lifetime spent in the desert, turns and eyes his companion.
Well, Mr. Abu, you believe me? A white camel? Here in the United States? If only it is true.
I'm telling you, I saw it with my own eyes. Right here, it was. I warrant 20 feet from it.
Mr. Harris, I must have that camel. You must help me get it.
I'm not your man. Why, this desert goes on for miles and miles. Nothing but sand and rocks. And more sand and rocks in the heat. It's enough to fry the hide off you. Nope, if you want to go chasing a camel, get yourself somebody else.
I will pay you well, Harris. Very well.
There ain't money enough in the whole world to make me go out in that blasted desert in the middle of the summer.
Not even for $25,000?
Not even for... Huh? How much?
$25,000 to help me capture the white camel.
25? You sure want that critter awful bad, don't you?
What do you say, my friend?
Well, it kind of puts a different light on things. Though I still don't like the idea. Tell you what. I'll help you if you can get Mark Trail in on this deal.
Mark Trail? Who is he? Why do you want him?
Well, nobody knows this desert better than he does, and nobody could do a better job of keeping us alive out there if we have to travel far into it. If he goes along, well, count me in, too.
Very well. We shall get Mark Trail, then. I want the white camel, and I will get it. At any cost. As you see, Mr. Trail, I'm from a far country. You do not know it, but it is near the Somaliland in Africa. To my people, this snow-white camel, the albino you call it, is very valuable. It is a holy animal, the object of great worship.
I see.
Therefore, I will pay any amount if you will help me to capture the white camel so I may bring it back to my people.
I'm sorry, Abu. I'm afraid I can't help you.
Perhaps you did not understand, Mr. Trail. Any amount.
I understand, all right. But first, Chalk Desert is government property, and no one can hunt there without a special permit. Second, it'd be crazy to go out in that furnace at this time of the year. You'd be signing your own death warrant.
Mr. Trail, you underestimate me. I mean to have that camel, and I will stop at nothing to get it.
Abu, I could take that remark as a threat. And I don't cotton to threats.
Nevertheless, you will go into the desert with me to capture the white camel. Jug and many others have told me you are the only one who can do it. Because if it's so, you will help me. Whether you like it or not.
His voice sinking to a low, menacing hiss, Himet Abu utters an unmistakable threat. And as he stares at Mark, his eyes gleaming dangerously, the woodsman suddenly feels a strange chill of apprehension. Who is this man? And can he really force Mark to help him capture the white camel? We'll continue in a moment, so stand by.
More punch till lunch. Do you have more punch till lunch? Suppose you've set off with your pals on a Saturday hike. Are you the one who sets the pace? Are you the first up the hill? Are you the one your pals try to keep up with? Is that you?
Is it? Well, then, on the level. Isn't your secret Kellogg's Corn Flakes? Bet you've discovered what eating a good breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes can do for you. Bet you know it helps give you more punch till lunch. That's for you when you start the morning off right by eating a good, hearty breakfast with a main dish, a big bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. There's a dish chock full of the staying power of corn. staying power that helps give you that extra drive, that extra energy to keep you on your toes right through to lunchtime.
And boy, are Kellogg's Corn Flakes good. The freshest, best-tasting, biggest corn flakes you ever ate. Different from other corn flakes? You bet. Only in Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original corn flakes, do you get that sweet, live flavor. That's why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the most popular ready-to-eat cereal in the world.
The cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch. Yes, more punch till lunch. Eat Kellogg's Corn Flakes every morning. That'll help get you going and keep you going. Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
It is late evening. And in the lodge at Lost Forest, young Scotty is curled up in a chair reading a magazine. He hears a familiar step on the porch outside and looks up to see Mark entering the room. A troubled scowl furrows the woodsman's forehead.
What's the matter, Mark? You look like you're going to cloud up and storm.
No, I'm sorry, Scotty, but I've had a rather unpleasant day.
Oh, about that Hammett Abou?
Oh, you saw him?
Uh-huh, this morning when he left.
He wanted me to help him track down a camel in Chalk Desert, and I refused. This afternoon, I got a call from Washington, the Department of the Interior. And as a favor to the government, help Hammett Abou in every way I can. Important to diplomatic relations. Well, what can I do? Can't say no to Washington.
No, all this fuss about nothing. Anybody knows there aren't any wild camels in the United States.
Don't be too sure, Scotty. There used to be.
Are you kidding?
Not a bit. About 1856, the government imported 20 camels to be used as pack animals in the Southwest. It didn't work out, so the camels were set free. And one time, there were whole herds of wild camels in these parts.
Sure, but 1856, that's almost 100 years ago.
Well, in 1947, reliable witnesses reported seeing wild camels around Denver.
Well, I've never known you to be wrong, Mark, but... Well, this camel of Jug's, well, I'll have to see it before I believe it. When do we start?
We? Sorry, Scotty. This is one time you'll have to stay behind. Sure, this is where you saw your camel, Jug?
Positive.
They're traveling due north?
Yep, right out into the desert.
Well, what do you make of that, Abou? You're an expert on camels.
The camel does not like desert any more than man. Surely there is water and food there somewhere.
Right. The Coney Canyon lies due northwest. Water hole and vegetation most of the year.
Sure to be dried up now, though.
The camel does not know that.
But it's 4 days away on foot. You sure you want to try it?
We will go on. Our pack train will provision us well.
Okay, Abou. It's your decision. I don't know about the desert you've been in before, but this is the devil's own furnace. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Listen to the wind, Mark. I don't like the sound of it.
Northwester. It'll be a long, hard blow. Guess we better dig in behind those rocks over there.
He's gonna blow cruel. Quicker we get the pack train tied down, get under cover ourselves, the better.
What is this you're talking about?
The wind, don't you feel it? The desert's stirring. We're heading for cover.
But we have just found the track of the white camel. We must go on.
That's too bad. Another 20 minutes, there won't be a track left. The sand will cover everything.
But we must go on. Just when we have found the camel track. No, no, we cannot stop now.
There's no choice, Abou. Unless we're under cover within the next half hour, we won't live to see the white camel or anything else.
Hello?
Hello, this you, Scotty?
Well, yeah.
This is Ezra Peters down at the telegraph office.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peters.
I've got a message here for Mark Trail.
Well, he isn't here, Mr. Peters. He's out on a job. Won't be back for a couple of days at least. Can you give me the message?
Don't see why not. Here it is. You listening?
Go ahead.
To Mr. Mark Trail, care of the Lost Forest Lodge. In reply to your telegram regarding one Hammett Abou, our department has no record of any hunting permit issued to him for the Chalk Desert.
What?
I said our department
has
no record.
No, I heard that, Mr. Peters. Go on.
In addition, there is no record of his entry into this country. Suggest this man be turned over to the FBI immediately for formal investigation.
Jumping catfish.
And the message is signed by C.J. Foster, Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C. Now, will you remember to tell Mark about it when he comes back?
Well, I'll do more than that, Mr. Peters. I'm going out to deliver that message to Mark personally.
Mark
storm's blown over, Mark. But she was rough while she lasted, though.
Yes, Jug. Look how the wind shifted that big dune all the way over.
What is it, Mark?
Our pack train. It's gone. Not a trace of it anywhere.
You fool. You didn't secure the animals properly. They ran away.
No, they didn't, Abu. The pack train is buried. Buried under a mountain of sand. All our supplies, all of our water, except for the canteens.
No water, no food. It can't last 3 days. And we're more than 4 days away from help.
Help is already on the way.
You're crazy.
Now, see there in the desert? A speck. Two small specks. And coming this way.
He's right, Jud. Looks like a man with a mule or a horse.
We are delivered. You see, first the gods were against us. But now they have mercy. What they took away, they give back. And soon the white camel will be ours, too.
Golly, Mark, you aren't mad at me for disobeying you and following you into the desert, are you? After I got that telegram from Washington, I was so worried, I...
You did the right thing, Scotty. More than that, you saved our lives with your water and food.
But there isn't much left. We'd better start back right away.
Right again. I'll tell the others. Abu! Jug!
Yes, Mr. Trail. What is it now?
We have just enough food and water to last us for the return trip.
You mean there is enough for four persons to last 4 days?
That's what he said.
In that case, there would be enough for two to last 8 days. My mathematics is correct, yes?
Yes. And by the way, you can forget that phony accent, Abu. Scotty here just told me something that confirms my suspicions. You're an imposter. You faked that phone call from Washington.
You're too clever, Mark Trail.
Mark, he's got a gun.
Yes, young man. A gun asserts the mastery of those who dare to use it. You're clever, Mark Trail, but not clever enough. Jug.
Yeah, Boo, I'm coming. Hey, what's going on here? Why the gun?
No need for questions. These two have discovered that I deceived them. They endanger my enterprise. Strip them of everything except their clothing, Jug.
Now, wait a minute.
Do as I say, Jug. Or you'll join them in what I planned for them.
You ain't going to shoot them.
Of course not. I'm not stupid enough to leave clues. The moment you finish stripping them, they'll go into the desert. Alone. Without food or water.
No, you can't do that.
I dare anything. These two are useless. Excess baggage. They can only use up our water and food. Provisions we need if we're to capture the white camel.
Mark, you're not going to let them get away with this.
Afraid we haven't much choice, Scotty. But I'm a little surprised at you, Jug.
Well, it's this way, Mark.
It's quite remarkable what money will do to a friendship. Now, you two, walk out into the desert. And keep on walking until you can go no further. Until you fall into the sand. This will teach you, both of you, to tamper with Hemet Abu.
Mark, I've got to stop for a while. Take a rest.
Okay, Scotty. But only a few minutes now.
Yeah.
We've got to cover a lot of ground today.
Oh, it's no use, Mark. 4 days to go. 4 days in this furnace. Mark, what dopes we are. Half a day walking. And we're going into the deepest part of the desert.
It's our only hope, Scotty.
How, Mark? We'll wind up right out in the middle of this snake pit.
But directly beneath the transcontinental air route.
The air route?
Right.
Golly, I never thought of that. Then we can signal. Oh, but suppose they don't see us.
Oh, don't even think about that. Just pray we can reach a spot under the air route. And get a chance to signal before... Well, Scotty, before...
You don't have to say it, Mark. I understand what you mean. Hey, Mark, why are we turning in this direction?
We're heading for that big pile of rocks over there, see?
What, do you think there might be some water there?
No. I'm not looking for any miracles. Maybe we'll find something just as good as water.
Oh, you're joking. What could be as good as water?
Snakes.
Snakes?
Yep, rattlers. There ought to be a few hiding around in those rocks.
Look, Mark. If you don't mind, I'll just stay right here. Until you get back, I mean.
Nonsense. I need your help.
Well,
pick up some sticks or some stones, will you? Anything to use as a weapon. And above all, try to move as quietly as possible.
All right.
If there are any snakes, we don't want to scare them away. There we are, Scotty. We got him. 10 foot long, a beauty.
He doesn't look that good to me.
Oh, he's perfect for our purposes. Now, first thing we do is find something we can use for a handle. Oh, let's see. Oh, here, this. This bright of thigh bone will do very nicely.
Mark, has the sun gotten you? First a snake, now a bone?
Now, wait, Scotty, wait. While I strip the snake, you find a small rock, one that's fairly sharp.
Now, I know you've got sunstroke.
We'll use the snake skin to bind the rock to the bone. Then we'll have an axe. Right out of the caveman days, to be sure, but it'll do.
For what?
To get water, Scotty. We passed a yucca tree about a quarter of a mile back, and the yucca stores water. We can crack it open with the axe, and we'll be all set.
Well, what do you know? Maybe we'll get out of this frying pan in one piece yet.
Okay, Scotty. This is as far as we go. Now for the big job.
What was that, Mark?
We've got to make a signal. Gather up all the brush you can and put it down on the lines I mark out on the sand. I'm going to spell out the word help in letters about 20 foot long.
Yeah.
And when a plane comes over, we'll set fire to the brush and pray that the pilot sees our signal.
And if he doesn't?
In that event, Scotty, tomorrow is not another day.
How much longer, Mark? How much longer do you figure?
I don't know, Scotty. You keep asking me every 2 minutes.
Well, it seems like hours. Mark, I'm getting so sick. My insides keep turning over. And I'm so dizzy.
It's the sun. Just sit with your back against mine. Stay in the shadow.
Mark, I'm starting to hear things.
What?
Something's buzzing in my head.
Buzzing? Scotty. Scotty, you hear the plane? Look, way over there at the east. You can just barely make it out.
Golly. Come on, we gotta send fire to our signal.
Not yet. Not until it's closer. But stand by now. Get those torches in the fire. I'll take care of the H and the E. You light up the L and the P.
Whoever you are up there, please. See our signal. Please.
Okay, Scotty. Get your torch. It's only a matter of seconds now. Start your fires when I give the signal.
Didn't see our signal.
Now, Scotty, how do you know? Maybe.
We're either kidding ourselves, Mark. We burned up our signal. There's no more brush. We're sunk.
I'm sorry, kid. I did my best.
I know you always do, Mark. Somehow or other, you've always managed to get us out of every tight spot. But this time, we won't come through, either of us.
Got to hang on, Scotty. You've got to. There's still a chance. No matter how remote it seems, there's still a chance.
His voice almost a rasping croak now, Mark tries to brace the nearly delirious boy. But deep within him, he knows their chances of survival are gone. And overhead, the vultures circle slowly and dizzily, patiently waiting for the inevitable. We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening. Can Mark Trail handle this with all his drive and sock and staying power? And say, if you want more drive, more stock, more staying power, if you want more punch, till lunch, try a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the breakfast treat that more folks eat because with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, they get the power of corn.
Sure.
Then you can call on a swell reserve of energy waiting to be tapped whenever you need it, whether it's for racing further or sticking in the game longer.
So be smart. Stay one jump ahead of the other fellow. Eat a better breakfast that sends you off a winner with more drive, more sock, more staying power. A breakfast built around a big bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes to help give you more punch till lunch.
And that's not all. Kellogg's cornflakes are the world's favorite for another reason, too. Every flake is fresher, crisper, with a sweet, live Kellogg flavor. And when you spoon them up with plenty of milk and sugar, you've got a dish that goes right to the spot.
Remind Mother always to keep plenty of Kellogg's cornflakes in the house so you can build your breakfast around them every day. Yes, sir. Here's to Kellogg's cornflakes for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's cornflakes.
As the relentless sun beats down, turning Chalk Desert into a blazing furnace, Mark Trail, his face coated with a thick white dust, his eyes red-rimmed and bloodshot, kneels beside his young friend Scotty, who lies helplessly in the sand, completely exhausted.
Scotty! Scotty!
Yes, Mark.
Don't go to sleep.
Oh, but it's so nice, Mark.
Don't.
Everywhere there's water. All the water in the world. Oceans of it.
Please, Scotty, please don't
go. I feel like I'm floating, Mark. Floating in a lake. And it's so peaceful. There's even a motorboat, Mark. I can hear it. Somebody's running a motorboat in my lake.
Motorboat? Great Scott. A plane. A helicopter. Look, Scotty. Look, off to the west.
Oh, no, it's a trick, Mark. You said so yourself. The desert makes you imagine things.
No, Scotty, it's real. It's real, I tell you. A helicopter, Scotty. Scotty, we're saved!
How is he, Trail? The boy be all right?
Yes, I'm sure he will. He's asleep now.
Good, that's the best thing for him.
I don't think I have to tell you how grateful we are for the rescue, Cooper. A little while longer...
Don't thank me. The pilot of the airliner spotted your fire signal and radioed in. I'm just doing a ferry job.
Well, all I can say is thanks. Where are we now?
Been following the route you gave me. That's Pocone Canyon over there. We're about 40 above the original trail you used to get to Pocone.
There's one thing I want to accomplish right now. Is to catch up with Hemmingaboo and Jug Harris.
He'd have done to me what he did to you, I'd be after him, too.
Hey, Cooper, what's that down there in the sand?
Huh? Oh, can't make it out too clearly. Looks like something sprawled on the ground. Could be a man.
Can we go down and take a look?
Sure. Just in case there's any funny business, you can find a rifle right there in the case beside you.
Oh, thanks. But if we meet up with Abu, I don't need a rifle. He's a job for bare fists.
So you come back, hey, Mark? You and the kid. He ain't dead. Dead after all.
Yes, Jug. We got through all right.
I'll be lucky if I come through. This time, the desert's caught up with me.
What happened, Jug? Where's Hamadabu?
He's dead back there. I left him.
How'd it happen?
After you was gone, he went crazy trying to find that camel. Kept on going all day long. Never wanted to stop. Then I decided I had enough. Told him I was quitting. Wanting my share of the water to get me back.
I can imagine what he did then.
Yeah, I should have known. He pulled a gun on me, too. Took all the water himself. Sent me out in the desert. Mark, he told me he wasn't no guy from Africa. Like he said, he was from New York. Said his red were a pure white camel was worth $100,000 to some religious people in Africa. And he was going to get him one. Come to me when he heard I saw one.
And you were going to get $25,000.
Some joke, eh?
But, what happened to Abu?
Can't rightly say, Mark. I followed him, hoping I could jump him at night when he slept. But then yesterday I caught up to him, found him in the sand. Canteen empty, no water. Guess the desert did for him.
Jug, tell me something. Did you ever really see a white camel?
I don't know. I thought I did. Then, when he offered me the money, well, I didn't think it'd be no harm in making them tracks in the desert.
I thought so.
It was my chance to strike it rich, Mark. Can't blame me for that, can you?
Not for that, no. When you play with human lives, that's something else again, Jug.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure sorry, Mark.
Okay, Jug. I guess you paid for it. And you'll keep on paying for the rest of your life. The desert always collects its debts.
Telegram for you, Mark.
Oh, thanks, Scotty.
Well, you want me to pack your bags for you?
Hmm? What for?
Well, when you get a telegram, it usually means a fast takeoff.
You're absolutely right, Scotty. Get them packed fast.
What's up?
This is from the daughter of an old friend of mine. She needs help badly. I've got to get out to her right away.
But where?
The Pacific Coast, Scotty. I'm going to do some fishing in what seems to be troubled waters.
On Monday, Mark puts out to sea in a trawler and uses himself as bait as he fishes for human sharks with the purse strings of danger. Tune in same time, same station on Monday and find out what happens to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail.
You know, if Mark Trail's dog, Andy, could talk, he'd probably tell you a thing or two about keeping your dog as healthy and happy as he is. One important thing he needs is nourishing food, like Kellogg's Grow Pup. Grow Pup is the only dry dog food approved by the American Veterinary Medical and Animal Hospital Associations as a complete food. It's a scientifically balanced diet, including vitamins and minerals, solid nourishment, not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog foods, saves you money, too. Feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal every day.
Remember to tune in then on Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Elwood Hoffman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.